Spring of 65, considering myself lucky to be found alive. I hitched up my horses, my business to pursue. Instead of hauling four loads, I only hauled two. I had my fill of plowing before the sun was high. The sunshine made my head feel strange, it was an honest try. So I unhitched my mule and saddled up my mare and rode down to the grocery to see what's doing there. For miles around were gathered in the store, each saying that he never left his plow so soon before. Well, talking of the mystery of God's unfolding will, old man Hawkins brought a load of whiskey from his still. Now most of us had never drunk so early in the day, but since today was special, we got drunk anyway. We got so drunk and crazy that we all did agree to meet that very night where the fiddle was to be. Crystal, the moon was full and bright, and nothing looked familiar in that pale unearthly light. There was no wind, no calling birds, in fact it was so still, I scarcely drew a breath till I reached the Laurel Hill. I'll tell you of our party and how it did commence, when four of us jolly boys got on the floor to dance. The fiddler being willing, his arm being strong, he played the crippled Kingfisher about 4 hours long. I guess we danced enough. We'll spend another hour in paying cash for cup. We'll go back to our plows, we'll whistle and we'll sing. We never shall be guilty of another such a thing. Come all you newsy women who gather news about, don't tell no tales upon us, we're bad enough without. Don't tell no tales upon us and kick off any fuss. You've been guilty of the same thing, perhaps a whole lot worse.